As a homeowner, I can't help myself. I'm always thinking about fixing this and changing that. For the money, for the beauty, for the knowledge and the peace of mind. It's about time for the Love My Renovation Project with Mike Young.
Hey, this is Love My Renovation Project with Mike Young. We're here to discuss anything and everything regarding your renovation project. If you've got a thinking about one, or you've moved into a new neighborhood and you can't find a house that's the right size, you might think about a renovation mortgage, which includes the purchase and the fixing money, the fix-up money. In any case, there seems to be a great deal of consultants that are say there's no work for them, and yet that's not so. There's plenty of work. Always has been, always will be. Here we go. If you'd like to be part of the show today, call us at 888-627-6008, toll free, and ask your renovation questions. If you've got a problem with a renovation that you're doing, feel free to ask us how you might solve it for you, or give you some hints, give you some direction. Sometimes that's all you need. If you are having a serious problem and you don't want to talk about it on radio, you can go to 203k911.com and tell us about your problem in the message center down there. Okay, either way is fine with us. We're happy to help you when we can. I see they got the studios back up, and they moved from way up in Paradise, California, where they were burned to the ground, and now they're in Lafayette, California. I'm in Las Vegas. Hang on one second here. Get that fixed in a minute. Okay, so while most 203Ks and other type renovation projects go off without a hitch, from time to time you may find it yourself that nobody is on your side of the table to talk to you and give you some guidance. If that's the problem you're having with your project and you don't mind discussing it on live radio, again, call us at 888-627-6008, toll free, or you can get on 203k911.com and tell us about your situation. If you've got a topic that you'd like us to discuss in more specific terms and you don't want to be on a radio, you can always leave us a message at 203konline.com. Today, we're going to be talking about the basics of 203K. So this is more for the homeowner that's thinking about it, or if you've got a home and you want to renovate it or remodel it. That's the kind of people we're talking to mostly today. If you want to print something and read along with us, or go along with us, you can go to 203konline.com, scroll down to the PDFs, the handy PDFs, and the first two are the ones we're going to be looking at, primarily the first one, which is 203K Basics, also known as the American Dream Machine. We've been given seminars for a long time, God, 25 years now, on the American Dream Machine, how to effectively buy a property and fix it up and get it all in one low-interest loan. And that's pretty cool, just the fact that you can get it in one interest, low-interest loan. Interesting. Wow. Okay. Never had that happen before. The printer spewed out a quarter of the page was a second piece of paper. I don't know how it got in there, but apparently it did. So today we're talking about the American Dream Machine, 203K Basics and Other Options. What we want to do is we want to be sure that new people getting into this business or getting ready to renovate their house for the first time have some kind of guidance to give you a feeling for what consultants do. Before we get started here, consultants are your have your back. I did a bid the other day for $159,000. Their contractor came in 4.5 weeks later at $298,000. We got the job done for $161,000, just $2,000 higher than my bid. And they didn't see our bid. We didn't see their bid. We just bid the job at a fair price. Where are you going to get fair prices? If you go to any of my websites, go to 203konline.com, and up in the upper right corner, you're going to see some links. One of them is Handy Job Estimator, a project estimator. Go ahead and click on that, and you can do your own estimates if you want. You're a homeowner, and you're trying to figure out what would it cost to do my kitchen, to upgrade it, update it, and a bathroom. You can actually do that all by yourself and get that good quote based on zip codes anywhere in the country. Well, what is a 203K loan? Well, first off, 203K, FHA, for that matter, is a insurance company. That's all they are. They don't loan money. HUD is made up of FHA and VA. The FHA is an insurance company, and the VA loans money. Okay, so what is a 203K loan? 203K guarantee the loan made by a lender. It's fully dispersed at the close of escrow, which means a borrower can purchase or refinance a property and finance the cost of the renovation all in the same loan at the same time. Now, this question we get all the time, when do I have to start making the payments? Well, you have to make the payments when they're due, and it will include the entire amount you're borrowing, including the renovation costs that haven't been dispersed yet. They've been dispersed and they're sitting in an escrow, so you have to start paying on that mortgage. The mortgage amount for these loans is based on the projected value of the property with the work completed, taking into account the cost of that work. HUD has taken a strong position to encourage the program, and the loan is now easier to originate and close than ever before. Use a consultant. Some of the advantages of a 203K loan. One second, I'm going to increase the size of my response screen here. There's no upfront MIP, mortgage insurance premium. Or rather, there is. It can be financed. The mortgage insurance premium is an insurance product that you're purchasing as the borrower to guarantee the lender is going to get paid if you default on the loan. I don't even know why they put this in there, but nonprofit organizations are eligible with only a 5% down payment and can buy multiple properties. And yet there's no lenders that I've ever heard of that are willing to loan to a nonprofit. If you are, if you're a lender listening today and you'll loan to a nonprofit, get a hold of me. I've got some all over the country that are dying to find someone that'll loan them money on these 203Ks. Another thing about these is you finance up to 6 months mortgage payment during the construction period. Now, if you're doing a job and you're only, the construction is going to take 3 months, you're not going to finance 6 months mortgage payments. That's not what this is intended to do. This is to finance a payment so that you don't pay a payment here and a payment where you're living before you can move into the house. So as you get into that house and they start doing the construction, I've had contractors that had a 60-day project that they turned into a 6-month project just because the lender told them that they had 6 months to complete the project. Lenders, keep your mouth shut. The consultant tells the contractor, you've got 2 months to finish this job. He might throw an extra 30 days in there just in case we run into some issues, but we're not going to give 6 months to finish every project. It just doesn't make any sense at all. So there are some special HUD down payment programs from $100 to $500 if you're buying a HUD home. Now, I'm telling you, if you're going to buy a HUD home, a HUD foreclosed home, look on their website. Search the homes they have available, because if you're an officer, if you wear a badge to work, I'm not talking about a handy-duty, Jiffy private security company. I'm talking about a policeman, a fireman, EMT, or a school teacher, 1 to 12. You can get those with a wonderful discount of 50%. But you need to know what you're doing. So get a hold of us if you're in that category and you found a house on the HUD list. Get a hold of us before you buy, because you can actually get a nice discount, but there are some caveats. There are some dangers. If you see a house that's listed on the HUD website for $300,000, as an example, you're going to buy it for $150,000. But the way you're going to do it is you have to offer $300,000 or $290,000 or whatever your offer might be in total. And then when you go to close and to go to collect that property, you identify yourself, you flash your badge, and you show them your teaching credential. And that's when the discount is applied. I've had a few people that get out there and say, gee, it's listed at $300,000, so I'm going to offer $400,000 and get it for two. Well, that doesn't work that way. Anything you offer over the HUD requested price, you have to come up with in cash when you go to collect the property. So if you want to, if it's listed at $300,000 and you offer $400,000, trying to get everybody else out of the game, you're going to have to come to the table with $100,000 cash up front. So don't do that. And that's why I say call us first. Let's talk about it. What you want to do, though, is you can offer $300,010 because you can afford to put the $10 out of your pocket, or $300,100. So there's a lot of ways to get this thing configured so that you can get it. Most people are going to be taking that price and dropping it. I'll give you $275,000. I'll give you $250,000. You're going to come in at $300,000 plus $10 or $20, whatever's convenient and easy to get your hands on. Most people don't realize this, that most closing costs can be financed in with your loan. And an FHA loan is always assumable. They always have been. They always will be. FHA loans are assumable. So if for some reason you get in trouble and you can't make the payment, all is not lost. Give us a call. Let's talk about ways that you can get out of that property quickly. And, you know, you're into it for 96.5%. You've already put your 3.5% down. So, you know, it's 3 years, 4 years from now, you get in trouble. Somebody could take that old loan over that qualifies to purchase an FHA loan. Okay. So there's lots of ways to get out of that house and not ruin your credit. And that's what it's all about. You want to save that credit as best you can. Limited 203Ks have no minimum loan amount. Excuse me. But they've always stated that's a $35,000 maximum loan amount, but it includes costs and fees, as well as a contingency reserve from 10 to 20%. So if your lender is going to do a limited 203K with you, and they say, okay, we have 20% contingency required, well, 20% of $35,000 is $7,000. So you take $7,000 off that $35,000, and you take the costs and fees of $800 off there, and you're running right around $28,000 for actual construction work. So if you have a lender that hasn't done a lot of limited, doesn't understand how that works, and they put you into this thing at $35,000, your contractor comes in and gives you a bid for $35,000 for the work that you've got planned, lo and behold, you're going to run into trouble. It is now a full 203K if there's no fraud going on, and I mean that in a funny sense of the word, if there is a funny sense of the word. Once a limited 203K crosses the threshold or the check valve and becomes a full standard 203K, it cannot go back. Now, I'm saying fraud because every lender that does these just lost the loan. They're not going to do that. They're not going to lose the loan. What they're going to do is they're going to commit fraud, and they're going to go back and take you to a standard, or excuse me, to a limited 203K, maybe change the contingency to 10%, maybe take it to zero. You don't have to have a contingency reserve. It's up to the lender. So if he's got a bid for $34,200, it might fly with no contingency. Okay. So if you got a 10%, you're going to take $3,500 off of that amount. But the cost and fees run around $800, and they have to be financed also. On a standard 203K, there's no cost limit other than the maximum loan amount in your county. Every county is different. So we've done them as high as $544,000 construction amount. That was a fun project in Mill Valley, California. We're currently doing one in Hayward, California for $529,000 in construction cost. Where is this? How is that possible? You know, the loan amount right now in California in those counties that I just mentioned is over $679,000. So there's plenty of room there, especially if you inherit a house and it needs work. Lots and lots of houses in San Francisco are being inherited, and they need a lot of work. So they own them free and clear because of the inheritance. We're going to run a little long. I forgot to tell the engineer because I want to get to a next point before. So we're going to have our first break around 1:30. But I wanted to get through this in the first section. Okay, which properties are eligible under the 203K program? Well, any 1-4 unit property which has been completed with a certificate of occupancy for at least 1 year is acceptable. Okay. Providing the, according to the local zoning requirements. So if you have a 1-4 unit building, you're great. If you have an 8-unit building and the county requirements or the county zoning department will allow you to take it down to 4, it qualifies. As long as you turn it into 4 when the completion of the construction. Okay. Any home that's been demolished or raised as part of a rehabilitation process can be rehabbed as long as the existing foundation system is not affected and remains intact. Now, there's been a lot of fires in California recently. Maybe elsewhere. Well, you got a lot of stuff going on in Florida too right now. I think good friend Garrett Feiss is working on a bunch of stuff in Panama City that has been virtually destroyed in that hurricane. So, but these are all 203K eligible. You know, we can actually fix these places up using the 203K. But in the fires, unlike the storm damage, the fires may have a problem because they have destroyed the foundation as well. If that fire gets that foundation too hot, particularly on the older homes that the foundations weren't all that great in the first place. I mean, they're holding the house and everything, but the may not have steel in the foundation, may not have bolts, foundation bolts, and so forth. But if you do, and they're okay, you have to have an engineer take a peek at that foundation or a consultant and just determine whether or not that foundation is viable. FEMA normally comes in and rakes the ground and ruins the foundation because they've determined that the foundation is not viable for a new home. So you can actually move a home from onto a foundation on the mortgage property, provided the proceeds from the sale of the previous location are not released until the foundation is properly inspected and the home is satisfactorily attached to the new foundation. We've had some houses that we've seen that you can pick up for a buck when they're widening a highway or widening a public street. Quite often, they offer the houses along that street for sale for $1. And they just paid top dollar. You know, when you're condemning property to get a road widened, they're paying top dollar, the highest possible price that house could go for in this market. It's not a fair market price. It's the highest possible price. And they take your home, and then they sell it for a dollar, but not with the land. So any property the buyer wishes to convert from a single family to a 2-to-4 family, or from a 2-to-4 family to a single family. If you want to take 5-to-8 units, we've done both, 5 and 8 units, and turn them into fourplexes into this program, and it works phenomenally well. If you've got 8 studio apartments, they're very, very hard to manage. Okay, got a lot of singles in there. The families will move in there. They'll have a straw renter come in there or rent it from you, and first thing you know, you've got a family with 8 kids living in a studio apartment because that's all they can afford. But it doesn't help you. So there's also a very strong shortage of 3- and 4- bedroom units for the housing authority, which pays you on the first of every month, like clockwork, direct deposit into your account. So it's a lot of possibilities here. A manufactured home that's built after June 15th of 1976 and has been on a permanent foundation for over a year. The unit must have been delivered to that site when it was new prior to being occupied. In other words, you cannot move a manufactured home from one site to another and use FHA financing. That's a no-no. You cannot do that. 203K is a great way to buy mixed-use residential property. Must meet the following requirements. But if you've got a young investor who's just getting started, mixed use is great. Yes, you live in the place. But there's commercial there. You can have your offices there where you live. Okay? The floor space for the commercial use must not exceed 49%. And this is a recent change to the guideline back in 2015, because it used to be on a single story, 203K, you could only have 25% commercial, but now you can have 49. 2 and 3, you can have only, commercial use can only be on the first level. So even if you have a 3-story, the 49% goes away, it becomes 33%, because you can only have commercial on the first level. Okay, rehabilitation funds will only be used for the residential functions of the dwelling and areas used to access the residential part of the property. What that means is your commercial, as you rent it out, it may not have drywall, it may not have electrical, and that's okay. Those are tenant improvements. But you people out there, realtors that are selling commercial mixed-use properties, you're not going to find a better financing than this. So if you've got 4 residential units, you're talking about over $1 million in financing at 3.5% down payment. Okay. Condominiums are eligible for homeowners only. And they still have a 7-unit rental limitation within 2-block area. This is not going to pertain to homeowners, typically. It's not going to pertain to investors because the investors are no longer allowed in the 203K program. The only place it'll pertain is for nonprofit organizations that want to buy a lot of properties in a particular area. There's a 7-unit limitation within a 2-block area. So you're not going to be able to go out as a nonprofit. And if you can't find a lender to loan to a nonprofit, you're out of work, out of business anyway. Okay, I see we're coming up on it now. So please, if you want to be part of the show or ask any questions, feel free to raise your hand by calling 888-627-6008, toll free, and be part of the show. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
Hey, are we back? Mixed-use properties. Let's get back. Some of the things you can do with a 203K. And I love the program. In case you haven't figured that out, I wouldn't be involved in it for the last 25 years if I wasn't passionate about it. It's a great way for investors to get started, young investors that are willing to move into a mixed-use property. You can get commercial and residential experience that way. But you can renovate a mixed-use property provided the commercial space represents less than one floor of the structure or 49% of the structure. This is only for FHA 203K. Non-residential property uses to residential or mixed-use properties. Interesting. So you got a non-residential property. What is that? A non-residential property might be a freestanding store. I know we had one in Vallejo, California that was they had a liquor store. Next month it was a grocery store. Next month it was a liquor store. Following month it was an office. They could not keep that place rented. It was just a bad location for what it was. What would be good in there would have been to put a second story on it or a second and third story on it and turn it into a mixed-use building. So you've got a commercial property and you're trying to sell it as a realtor. Why not sell it for 3.5% down and let them add a four-bedroom apartment right above it for the buyers, the owners to live in? We had one of these in San Francisco on 3rd Street years ago. Guy inherited it. His store was downstairs, and he ran that store. He took me upstairs to show me what he wanted to think about renovating. And he had two stories of residential, but it had been gutted. There was no copper. There was no wiring. There was no plumbing. Literally all the copper had been stolen or removed from the house, or the residential portions of the house, of the structure. So we worked that up, and when I told him what I come up with, it's going to be maybe $200,000. His mortgage payment's going to be about $2,000 a month. But his income from the four-bedroom units that we're going to create was $5,200. Excuse me, $2,600. He had two of them. And then the floor above that, we had a three-bedroom. Well, today, those same apartments, had he done that, I believe he did it, but if he still owns it, what I'm getting at is, then he's now making about $5,200 per unit, per four-bedroom unit. So he's just living on a cash cow. And when I told him all the money that he was going to be making just on the building, the man broke down into tears. He was so happy. He said, I never in my life thought I'd be able to retire. I didn't think I could retire. And you've just done this. I said, no, your father did this when he left this building to you free and clear. So your father gave you a gift that you didn't know about. Home buyers, excuse me, let's go here. Convert larger properties into 3 and 4 unit properties. We had one in San Pablo, California years ago. The guy had, foundation had gone bad, and he was trying to put a new foundation under this building, and he had it lifted up in the air about 4 feet. And they were tearing the foundation out, so I pulled over and talked to him. And I said, is this a 203K renovation project? And he says, no, what's that? I said, oh, well, I'll tell you about that in a second. What are you doing? He says, we're putting a new foundation under this single-family house, and we're going to turn it into a duplex. I said, how big is the lot? He said, well, it's 5,000 square feet. I said, but you're built right on the property line, right on the sidewalk over here, and they're letting you keep that. So why don't you raise it a little higher and put two units downstairs, two, and have a fourplex? And the guy says, is that possible? And I said, sure. So we turned it into a 203K, and he made it a fourplex. But if you're into rental property, why not get the maximum amount of rent on the property that you have planned? So that's what it's all about. And he was shocked to see how much more he actually was able to save money and get the additional two units. He also built four garages on the other side of the house, as I recall, the other side of the new fourplex. Borrowers can actually be eligible as first-time home buyers without the typical 3-year waiting period if they've been legally separated or divorced, and if they had an interest in a home with their spouse and the spouse got the home, then they can be qualified as first-time home buyers and gain some benefits that way. Again, I don't know why they keep talking about nonprofits can purchase properties, rehabilitate it, sell it, or keep it. If the nonprofit intends to keep the property as a rental, they should keep the acquisition and rehab costs at the lowest possible number to increase their monthly cash flow. The biggest problem we have here is we don't have a lender anywhere in the country that I'm aware of that will loan to a nonprofit organization. And why not? It's wonderful. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit now about the eligible improvements. On a standard 203K, there is a minimum requirement of repair requirement, a minimum repair requirement of $5,000 in eligible or necessary improvements of the subject property. Okay, improvements to a detached garage, a new detached garage, or the addition of an attached unit, if allowed by the zoning, can also be included in that first $5,000. Once you reach that $5,000 threshold, you can go up as high as the county limit will allow you. But they must, for it to be a standard 203K. Let me get back here. I think I turned the page too soon. The mortgage must include one or more of the following items. There must be structural repairs or alterations. There must be something like an addition to the structure or repair some structural damage. Removing a wall or opening it up opening the space up to modernize it, that would qualify as a structural repair or alteration. Improvement to the functionality or modernization, such as the remodeled kitchens and bathrooms, that's easily can reach your $5,000 really quick. Once you reach it, you can go to any amount over that up to your county loan limits. We had a guy bought a house for $880,000, $888, I think it was, and he needed $150,000 for renovation. And in his county in Sacramento, California, it was the loan limit, I think, was about $400,000 roughly. So his choices were to pay all cash, the $888, and he could have. He had the money in the bank. He could have wrote a check for the whole amount. But he didn't. He's a businessman, and he uses that money, that cash flow, for his businesses. That's why he has a lot of money, is because he buys things cheap and sells them for a profit. So what he did was he put a mortgage of about $400,000 on that. $150,000 was geared to the renovation that was necessary. The people that moved out stole all the electrical. Their argument was they hadn't been paid. It's still stealing. Anyway, that freed up the other $250,000 of his cash flow to keep his bank account flush. So it's pretty cool. I love the way he did it. You can, getting that $5,000 can be changes for aesthetic appeal. the elimination of obsolescence, new exterior siding doors, sliding doors, adding a wall to hide a door from the kitchen or dining room to a bathroom. You know, that's a functional obsolescence when you're sitting in the dining room and the door falls open and you see Grandpa sitting in there on a toilet. It's not a good thing. That's functional obsolescence. You can replace floor coverings, carpet, tiling. It's all part of the first 5,000. So getting that first 5,000 is really very easy to get. Energy conservation improvements, new dual pane windows, doors, storm windows, insulation, solar domestic water heating systems. Let's see, what else we got here? Major landscape work and site improvement. Now, if you ask 9 out of 10 lenders that do the 203K on a regular basis about doing landscaping, they're going to quote a sentence in the guideline that says no landscaping is allowed. But that's not true. There's another part in the guideline that says you can. You can landscape to protect the property. You can plantings for erosion control, for instance. You can do patios and terraces that improve the value of the property equal to their cost or that are needed to preserve the property from erosion. There you go. Improvements for easier accessibility to the handicapped. So all you people that work with handicapped organizations, you can let them know they can use the 203K to retrofit a house so that the handicapped has easier access. It's particularly good to get this information in the hands of those vocational rehab companies and companies that deal with disabilities. They may have a list of clients for you. The following items can be included in addition to the minimum $5,000. Once they reach that $5,000, new cooking ranges, refrigerators, other standalone appliances, painting and other cosmetic repairs, fencing, new walkways, new driveways, general landscape work, shrubs or seating. Can be done again for erosion control. You can repair an existing swimming pool, and recently, well, in 2015, HUD removed the limit they had. They used to have a limit of $1,500 in repairs. Well, you can get to $1,500 repairing a pool pretty darn quick. That might replace all the equipment, but not do much for the pool itself. Well, they've removed that, so you can actually repair a pool now to whatever it takes, within reason. Note, here's a note we got to let you know about. Items that will not become a permanent part of the property are not eligible, and luxury items are not eligible. So for the 203K, luxury items are new swimming pools, exterior hot tubs, saunas, spas, tennis courts, barbecue pits. You cannot do 203K for those items. If you want to do those items, you can probably do most of them under the Fannie Mae Homestyle Renovation Mortgage. So now we're going to talk a little bit about you investors out there. You know, REIA, Real Estate Investment Association. You have members. We can finance your investment properties with the Fannie Mae product or the Freddie Mac product. But investors can purchase 1 to 4 unit properties with 25% down on the purchase and rehab amount. Okay, so investors that are currently buying properties and paying all cash and fixing them up and paying all cash for that, to me, are not investors. They're taking no risk whatsoever. And that's fine. If that's what you want to do and you've got your niche, keep it up. But if you're an investor and you aren't afraid of a little bit of risk, you can buy 2, 3, or 4 properties at a time using the Fannie Mae Homestyle Mortgage, Renovation Mortgage. Well, Freddie Mac was a 2 to 4 unit product, but last August they added single family rental financing program. So if you're willing to put in some single family houses as rentals, you can get some financing through Freddie Mac. Here's one. I noticed in Ocean County, New Jersey, and now in Panama City, Florida, for that matter, we're experiencing a lot of higher-end homes that may be an issue. There's some portfolio products that some of our lenders have. Single-family home only, but they'll go up to $3 million in total loan amount. One of them had a loan for 3% interest at this writing. 3% interest, they can borrow $3 million to purchase and renovate or remodel a house. So if you've got a house in Ocean County, New Jersey, that's worth $2 million or let's say it's worth $4 million, they can get up to $3 million of that money to put it up on the stilts. They want to put it up and renovate it. Okay? So it's pretty cool. So let's see what else we got here. Oh, we always tell people, you know, we get a lot of calls from some of our websites that where we put in their new construction. What we're talking about when we talk about new construction primarily is an addition, a room addition. So if you're going to do a room addition, that's fine, but we actually do new construction as well. We consult for new construction as well as your 203K renovation loans. In other words, what a consultant does is we get in there with you and create a scope of work, and then we give you a bid. And that bid is based on our knowledge of the area and the Home Tech Services Renovation Guide. Excuse me. Oh, boy. Doug, you can cut that out on the final podcast, please. Oh. Anyway, so new construction is not a problem for us. Not all consultants do that. We do. We're happy to help you. So we're going to take another short break right now. Call us if you want to be on the show at 888-627-6008, toll free. We'll be right back after this short break, and then we'll wrap it up.
We found the perfect house, but there's been no updating it for many years. Then we heard about the FHA 203K, where we can buy that home and get the money to fix it up all in one low interest rate loan. What a great idea.
Hey, what we're going to get into now a little bit is the procedure. What do I do? When do I do it? What happens if I want to find a renovation loan? Well, we're consultants, and we're willing to help you at all aspects of the process. If you're coming to us first, that's not a problem. We'll guide you to the lender that we feel can close your loan in the shortest possible time frame and pay your contractor in a timely manner. It's not just getting your loan closed, but who handles the service after the fact, after the close of escrow. Paying your contractor is very important, because if he or she doesn't get the cash flow they need to keep your project going, they stop work. Typically, they just sit on their hands and wait for you to pay them for what they've got done. The same procedure is going to work for the home style renovation mortgage by Fannie Mae and the new VA renovation product too. So getting your contractor paid promptly is always a priority with us. So in all cases, we're going to send you back to the lender, because the first thing you should do is find a lender and get pre-qualified. This is the logical first step, as we need to ascertain the loan amount that you may qualify for, so we know just exactly how we're going to structure the loan to make fit your situation best. Now, let's say you heard about the 203K, but you didn't hear about it soon enough, and you just bought a new house. And it needs work, but not a lot of work, but it needs, maybe you're going to do an addition to it. Maybe the house was pristine, doesn't need any work, but you're going to do a room addition to fit your family. If you refinance it right now and close the loan within 6 months of when you purchased it, you get to count all that money you just put down as money you put down in the new transaction. And that is not done everywhere, but it's a very good aspect of the 203K. Okay, so now I'll just first step. Let's go over here. This may be two quite different numbers. Oh, what you qualify for and what you may want as a payment may be two distinctively different numbers. A lot of people qualify for more than they really want to spend. So you're going to work that out with your lender, determine what it is your comfort level. Where is your comfort level? And then we're going to look for a property that suits your comfort level. Remember that if you're looking to purchase units or a mixed-use building, you get that count, that additional income, as part of your income with some restrictions. If you qualify for a single-family home, then you most likely will qualify for units as well. On purchase transactions, many of our clients qualify for more than they want to pay in the payments. There's nothing wrong with that. That is a business decision, and it's not our job to increase the loan amount, although I had some consultants that thought that would be better for them, and they forget that we're here to serve the community. We're not here to worry about what's better for them. If you get them, our fees are pretty much governed on the lower end, particularly by HUD, and they tell us that on a property, the construction cost is going to be, say, between $30,000 and $50,000. Our fee is $700 plus mileage. But if we take that thing over $50,000, it goes up $100. It's not worth ruining the deal or scotching the deal because you want another $100. So anyway. You got to have a pre-qualification letter in most cases before the seller will even talk to you if it's listed. You know, when you got the MLS and you've got all these realtors working with each other to help get all these properties sold and bought, quite often they want that pre-qual letter more for their convenience, more for their sleeping at night. They don't want to take an offer from somebody that hasn't already been pre-qualified. So the lender can only process the paperwork after you provide it to them. So when you're looking at how fast can you close a 203K or any other loan for that matter, it depends on how fast you get your paperwork, all your loan information, your financial information to your loan officer. The same thing works in refinance transactions. You can refinance your existing mortgage and get money to fix that house up all at the same time in a low-interest mortgage. We had one not too long ago where the borrower had a surprise baby on the way, and they liked their home in the neighborhood. They didn't want to move. They loved the schools. Everything was just perfect, but the house now was going to be too small for them. So they chose to add on to it. In their case, they had a full above-ground basement that had never been finished, so they finished it out. Added a couple of bedrooms down there, or a rumpus room, rather, and a bedroom. It worked out pretty good for them. On purchase transactions, you want to get one of our 203K real estate professionals to assist you? We can tell you who is good at what they do, finding you fixers, pretty much anywhere in the country. So there are some realtors, when you go to them and say, look, I want to find a fixer, I want to do the 203K, that will do everything they can to talk you out of it. If that happens to you, say thank you, no, walk out the door. I wouldn't do business with them myself once they tried that trick on me. They are not tuned into the 203K. They don't understand how it works, and they don't understand that they get paid when it closes escrow. And that's all going to happen within 30 days. They've had a bad experience, or they've heard of somebody who heard of somebody who heard of somebody yet that had a bad experience back in 1995 or worse, 1965. A lot of people say, gee, how long has the 203K been around? And if you ask 98 out of 100 realtors, you'd probably hear 2005. Well, that's when the limited or streamlined at that time. Now the limited 203K came on board. But it actually started in 1961. So the 203K has been around since 1961. From 61 till 1994, you were left to figure it out all by yourself. 1994, they created consultants, and that's where we came on the place, came in the picture. So our professional teammates will help you find several homes to choose from that need varying degrees of repairs. Not to worry, as all those repairs are completed as part of the loan and the renovation process. The great thing is that you get to choose the carpet, the paint, the configuration of the property, open walls up, make it a great room instead of what you had currently. We had one in Napa, California, where the guy came in, and as soon as you walked in, there was a wall there. On the other side of that wall was his living room. But to get it, you had to turn right or left and go up to the next doorway and climb in there. He removed all that wall. And then he had another wall between there and the kitchen. He removed all the walls. He put a beam across the top of the house that it expanded. He had one huge room when you walked in. Still had his bedrooms off to the side, but had his one large room that included his dining room, his living room, and so forth. I hear my dog out in the back. All 3.5 pounds of her. She's a very interesting dog. Okay, let's see here. I've always been believed that a home is yours until you change the carpeting, because you have no idea, and turn the colors to your personality to fit your color schemes. So why wouldn't you want to gain an additional equity in a home that you're buying? You're going to put 3.5% down. A ferocious guard. Okay, let's see. If we got quite often you can actually build 20 to 25, 30% equity in a home that you're purchasing, and you're buying it for 3.5% down. So you've actually increased the value of that home to the point where you can turn around and refinance it into a conventional loan once the work is finished. Okay. So for your purchase, for your refinance transactions, you get the money to renovate, update, modernize, add on to it, all in the same loan. So you got one loan to pay, and it's still a low interest rate. So call us. Oh, I don't want to use that number. Call us at 888, or better yet, let's see, 877. Call us at 877-207-6565. And we'll be happy to talk to you about an appointment to set up your consultation. We're going to meet with the borrowers at the site, go over the contracts and agreements that we need to sign, bring you up to date. It's all about you. It's not about us. It's not about the lender. It's not about anybody else in the transaction. It's about all owners. You'll be given copies to take home and read at your leisure. Mark up. If you've got questions, get back to us. We'll be happy to answer those questions. We'll walk through what the borrower wants to do, what must be repaired. And we identify that in the work scope. These 5 items have to be done. These 4 additional items are the borrower's options. So if they don't want to do them, they can cut them out, or they can cut it back to make this loan smaller. I don't like when a homeowner says, I want to get it to the bare minimum. That is not the smartest thing to do in most cases. Okay? So what happens is you end up with problems and you don't get the home that you want. There's no promise of tomorrow. So make the home what you want it to be as soon as you can. And if that means paying an extra $20 a month mortgage payment to get the additional money that you need to finish something the way you want it, I would recommend doing it in many cases. Usually takes us about 4 days, 5 days on this procedure. When you get pre-qualified and you find your house, you call a consultant. There's no reason for that consultant to take longer than 3 or 4 days to get his bid to you, scope of work written, and get the bid to you, get it out to bid to contractors. If you have a contractor already, you diminish our value. The value of your consultant is bidding the job in advance. So when you get a contractor's bid, you know it. You know that what's fair, and you're bidding apples with apples by having a list. If you bring three contractors out there and you don't have a list, then you're just fooling yourself, because you're going to tell each one something different, not intentionally. But you're going to give them something slightly different, and that's not a good idea. You want to stay and use your scope of work. Use it wisely. Let's see what else we got over here. Oh, we had architects and engineers that we use on a regular basis quite often give better discounts. We had some people that came to us and said that we've been quoted $42,000 for blueprints for their new room addition. Well, our in-house people were able to get it done for $12,000. Another client was quoted $5,000 for the plans they needed. Our draftsman did it for $2,000. So it's all about who you know and this business. Chances are you don't buy a house every day or add on to a house. We do. In fact, we do multiple houses per day. So anyway, thank you so much for being with us today. Join us next Sunday between 1 and 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This broadcast is coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. We look forward to seeing you next time. Please bring your questions and plan on calling in and be part of the program. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time to BBS Radio Station 1 and learn more about making home renovations possible, profitable, and hassle-free. Isn't it time you learned how to make money doing something you loved? Visit 203konline.com now and let's get your home makeover projects done right.